Unit 4. 4.1. Exercise 2.
Unlike many modern families, mine still holds to the tradition of large family meals at times of celebration or crisis. I use the word large of both the group and the amount of food on offer. The pattern is always the same. Endless phone calls weeks ahead of the occasion to mobilise distant cousins and elderly aunts. On the eve of the event, the preparation of excessive amounts of food by the host family member, which never fails to be stress-inducing for all concerned. And then, on the day itself, we slip into our well-established roles, devouring all that is set before us and expressing the joy and contentment that convention demands. Once the wine has started to flow, the praise of succulent dishes gives way to another, more sinister part of the ritual. Snide comments on family members not present, the surfacing of ancient grudges and petty family rivalries. This, in turn, leads to the more general but equally predictable debates on politics and the world at large. Manners always prevent us from actual bodily assault, but the verbal gloves are certainly off at this late stage in the proceedings. As the insults start to fly, the host hurries away to prepare coffee, hunting out chocolates and jugs of ice-cold water in a valiant attempt to restore calm. Ritual behaviour dictates that all hostilities cease at this point, and so finally, peace prevails. After his second cup of coffee, handing down a final blessing to the assembled group, the most senior member takes his leave, signalling that it is time for others to do the same. Another memorable family occasion draws to a close.